And now I have noticed that there have been a lot of crows this spring, and they have been very busy. And you have a poem about that, too.
Yeah, I was listening to your show last week, and I was kind of getting homesick, the part about Bayou St. John and it being the heart of the city. And I've lived in Bayou St. John for so long, but recently kind of followed some of the creative diaspora to Gentilly, which is where I am now. And where I am in Gentilly, there's just tons of crows, giant crows. I mean, there were as well on Ursuline in the old neighborhood, but there seems to be tons of crows in Gentilly. Mm-hmm. And then me and my friend Tracy McTagg have always had sort of like bird obsession in poetry, whether it's owls or corvids or other things. So this one was called Crows, Bird Brawn, for Tracy Mack. No one knows just how much crows like their day, except for maybe the crowologist. You see where I'm going with this. End credit music, walking soundtrack, almost like flying. Where the city meets the water, with the one concealing, revealing leaf of a park, we humans sleep with our real estate agents in sheep wolf clatter and eternal trial balloon. Coming right down Broad Street, another group personalized parade with cleanup crew. It's peanuts. The girl in the English country leaves for the large black birds that bring her back rural bling, carny treasure trash, mishmash, longing belonging. Sun some rhinestone on a field in the last place we look. They found and brought back her mother's lens cap too.
I love that. I just love that. It's like driving down Broad and seeing them.
I mean, crows are just, you know, pretty magical. I mean, we know they're like one of the smartest birds, so.